producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Gene, very interesting story about lupus. You know, all I know is lupus numbers are way up. All these autoimmune diseases are off the charts. The GMO, the vaccines, all of it's been linked to it. But really, the GMO, we know, gets into your cells. It's been proven in major white papers, and it's causing serious, serious problems. But I can't sit here and say, yes, I'm sure proper iodine, you know, help with your lupus. I just know that if you don't have some of the base nutrients in your body, you will get neurological disorders. You will get other disorders. You will, if you don't get any vitamin C, your teeth will all fall out and huge sores will pop up all over your body. I talk to so many old people that have sores all over them. And if you get them, because they can't really absorb nutrients anymore out of vegetables as much, if you get them on different mineral powders, the sores just heal, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine. But it's like that with cattle. If your cows don't get the right nutrients and minerals, they get sick. If you're feeding them on grass that's in played out soil, then you got to give them mineral blocks. I mean, I worked for a large animal vet off and on for 4 years. That's all they talked about was minerals. And it's just well known. And then actually it's mumbo jumbo. He claims you need minerals. Or he claims you need iodine. But it's just a fact. I mean, the feds put it in the salt for 50-something years, the good halogen, and it millions of people ended up getting rid of all these thyroid problems, all this goiter. They got it out in the 70s for whatever reason and put the bad halogen in the water, fluoride. But I don't want to rant about that because we've got other callers here. If I don't get to you, I'm sure Watson will coming up. Let's talk to Gene. Gene, what was your point about upcoming revolution?
Well, I applaud the efforts that you are making right now and everybody that is in on this. And if we were in any other time in history, Alex, I think the people would win. But I agree with, I can't remember who you were talking about earlier, but he believes that we are in these times, the end. That biblically,
probably talking about Joel Skousen, just says the decadence and the evil. A lot of people don't like have a spirit now. I mean, I don't want to say they don't have a spirit, but it's like they're zombies. And they just all they do is repeat, you know, Family Guy to you. And I'm not knocking folks that watch Family Guy. It's just that's all they do is talk about the TV. Well, that's not the real world. And it's very scary.
And unfortunately, this is about the manifestation of pure evil. This is, I honestly think that it's going to be put in front of us, each and every one of us, a mirror so that we can see what we truly are. And although they are dividing us by race, by nationality, and all that, in the end, it's not going to matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, what country you're from. What's going to matter is, are you going to respect your mother and father? Are you going to commit murder? Are you going to cheat on your husband and wife? Are you a thief? Are you going to lie to put somebody away? Or are we going to do what
they... It comes down to, are you honorable? Because I see people that get off on cheating other people and screwing them. I know folks that, you know, are really great people, but they still make jokes in business. Hey, you know, we beat that guy out. We got a better deal. I'm like, no, we're going to be able to sell more of this product. They're going to make less per sale, but overall, we're going to be able to sell more. They're going to win. We just pressured them to give us a lower price so we can help them because they don't understand business.
Right.
I don't even want to sit there and say in business I've hammered somebody because I haven't. I mean, I just will not screw anybody over that doesn't have it coming to them. And then I don't screw somebody over. I just pray, and I just do whatever's right, and every time God comes to my aid. It's really actually very, very humbling. I have never prayed and you know, for something and for intercession and not have it happen, and it's very humbling. God bless you. I appreciate your call. But it's weird. It's like almost – I like almost know if God's going to answer my prayer. Like I won't – it's like I'll think about praying for something. I'll just go, no, I just shouldn't do that. And I've only prayed to God to protect me a few dozen times maybe, and it's just been dramatic what happens. But my prayer is just, God, if you want me to do this, yeah, I'm trying my best. I know I'm like dirty rags and this horrible creature, but you know I love good and I want to help people and I love you, and just if you just help open these doors, if I'm supposed to be defeated by this and that's your will, But I know you're real, and I'm asking you to help me. And a lot of people are praying for me, and I know that you've got the greater plan there. So if it's your will that I be set up or destroyed or whatever it is, then that's your will. But I just pray your will be done. And, man, the doors just fly open. Boom. And it's scary, though, because when I say prayers but ask God to protect me from them, it's like dramatic. It takes a few days, and it's bad. And George Washington talked about it. He had that.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting, storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back. It's the fourth hour live overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. I'll be your host for the next hour, Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to take your calls in the second half of the hour at 800-259-9231. But first, I want to ask the question this hour. Will Angela Merkel be the first European leader to commit national suicide? I've got a raft of headlines up in front of me, probably 15 to 20 headlines, which we're going to run through quickly. But these are just over the past week regarding Germany, the situation with the migrants, of course. It was in the national headlines and international headlines for a period of about 3-4 weeks back in September. Now it's kind of disappeared from international headlines. Of course, it's still a big deal in Europe itself. But the situation is only escalating. Look at this headline out of Breitbart.com, and this isn't even the most shocking. Soros admits involvement in migrant crisis. National borders are the obstacle. And you may remember last week the Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban came out and basically accused George Soros of being behind this migrant invasion, which he is. His foundations fund it. Orban said last week, quote, "This invasion is driven on the one hand by people smugglers, who we know are getting paid thousands of dollars to get some of these people in. And on the other hand, by those human rights activists who support everything that weakens the nation state. This Western mindset and this activist network, speaking of George Soros, is best represented by George Soros. That's the Prime Minister of Hungary who said that last week. Of course, Hungary put up the wall. They kept the wave of migrants out after an initial influx that completely overwhelmed them. But Soros has now come back in an email statement to Bloomberg Business, claiming his foundations help, quote, uphold European values. That's right, he actually said that. And this is what he said in direct response to Orban's claim that he was undermining European culture, European sovereignty. This is what Soros said, quote, his plan treats the protection of national borders as the objective and the refugees as an obstacle, Mr. Soros said. Our plan treats the protection of refugees as the objective and national borders as the obstacle. Did you hear that correctly? Brazenly admitting, this is George Soros, brazenly admitting that he is supporting this migrant invasion to undermine national sovereignty and dissolve national borders. He just said it outright. And of course, this is the guy who specializes in undermining and destabilizing democratic systems. We saw it in Ukraine with the overthrow of that elected government. We're seeing it in the United States with George Soros foundations and their spin-offs funding the Black Lives Matter movement, which again is causing huge social tension in America. Again, its inspiration is a convicted cop killer who's on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list. This is not a grassroots organization. It's top-down. It's being funded by these massive NGOs, some of whom are controlled, some of which are controlled by George Soros. And now he's doing the same in Germany, and he's brazenly admitted the fact that it's about undermining national sovereignty and dissolving national borders. No surprise, then, last week, that these top German security experts, and we had this up on Infowars.com, middle class becoming radicalized in backlash against migrant influx, warned German security experts. A letter obtained by German newspaper Die Welt, written by top security experts, warns that the middle class in Germany is becoming radicalized in response to the migrant influx and that domestic unrest may occur as a result. Now, we'll get to this later, but in Sweden, for example, over a dozen of these migrant centers have already been set on fire because the people are just going mental over this, rebelling. They don't know what to do anymore. And again, in Germany, now you have neo-Nazis attacking these migrants as they're being brought in, which is obviously horrible and no one condones that. But it goes back to the point that this insane policy, which Germany's own top security experts are warning could lead to civil unrest, people disobeying the law, is emboldening extremists on both sides. Of course, we've had concerns about ISIS and other jihadists being embedded, as they openly said they would do, within this wave of migrants. Now we've got neo-Nazis in Germany attacking the migrants. And Angela Merkel's insane policy has succeeded in ensuring the re-emergence of neo-Nazis, who, if this continues, are going to be at the height of popularity. You know, the biggest height of popularity since the 1940s, simply because of the insanity of this policy, which now top German security experts are saying will lead to civil unrest, because they're being completely overwhelmed, as we'll get onto. In response, another headline out of Breitbart.com, hundreds of Germans are trying to bring treason charges against Angela Merkel over migration policy. Hundreds of Germans are attempting to bring criminal charges against Merkel, accusing her of treason by opening the borders of Germany to mass migration. The Federal Prosecutor's Office in Karlsruhe has received over 400 letters calling it to open an investigation into Merkel, the elected leader of the German government, for high treason. The complaints cite the Chancellor's decision to open the borders of the nation to all comers in September, since when they claim an unhindered flow of refugees have poured into Germany. Now, under German law, anyone who attempts to effect change to the German Republic or damage the constitutional order by force or threat of force is guilty of high treason. And that's what they argue Merkel is now doing. Because the studies show, and this is out of the Gatestone Institute, Germany, 20 million Muslims by 2020. Now, the normal tipping point for civil unrest with an incoming population that's not integrated into society, that's the key, doesn't matter their skin colour, doesn't matter their background, it's the fact that they're not integrated into the society in which they're entering. The tipping point is 6-7% on average when you start to see civil unrest. We've seen it in France over the past 5, 6, 7 years. They've got the highest Muslim population in Europe. We're now beginning to see it in Sweden because they're catching up. So now we're talking about 20 million Muslims in Germany, a country with a population of around 80 million, within the next 5, 6 years. If the figures, if the wave of migrants continue at the current numbers, 10,000 of these migrants are flooding into Germany from Austria. 10,000 every single day. And now the Gatestone Institute is reporting Germany's Muslim population is set to nearly quadruple to an astonishing 20 million within the next 5 years, according to a demographic forecast by Bavarian lawmakers. The German government expects to receive 1.5 million asylum seekers in 2015, that's just by the end of this year, and possibly even more in 2016. After factoring in family reunifications, based on the assumption that individuals whose asylum applications are approved will subsequently bring an average of 4 additional family members to Germany, that number will swell exponentially. This is in addition to the 5.8 million Muslims already living in Germany. So according to the president of the Bavarian Association of Municipalities, this is an official organization, Germany is now on track to have 20 million Muslims by 2020. And again, as he says, it represents a demographic shift of epic proportions, one that will change the face of Germany forever. Because there's no integration plan. There's no language course. They're just housing these migrants in these camps. Many of them are leaving. Thousands have left without trace. They've just gone into the underground. They don't even know where they are. Now they're running out of migrant centers. They're running out of gymnasiums. They're running out of disused office warehouses to keep these people in. And so now they're just going ahead and building houses for them. And we had that story up today on Infowars.com. Government to build 60 new houses for migrants while poor Germans are evicted. And this is in the German town of Bergheim, which has already accepted hundreds of migrants. They've run out of room, basically. So now the government is building 60 houses at a cost of 12 million euros to house an additional 600 migrants. These are going to be large houses. While, as the Telegraph reports, and you can check out the link in this article, German citizens living in apartments owned by local municipalities, but apartments on which they pay rent, so this isn't even social housing, they're actually paying rent for this, they're now getting eviction notices because they're going to be replaced by refugees because they're taking so many in, there's just nowhere to house them. So now they're actually having to kick Germans out of their own homes and build new homes, free homes for migrants, simply to cope with the influx. And then we had this Kurt Nimmo article up a couple of days ago, entitled Illegals, quote, "When will I get my house and car?" Illegal immigrants in Germany feel they are entitled to homes and cars, according to an article appearing in Dauke Rundschau. Quote, "I realize that most of them will with unrealistic ideas and expectations when they come here. They often ask me, when will I get my house and my car?" Asylum coordinator Isabel Sittner told the newspaper. So a free house is not enough for them. We've got migrants in the Netherlands complaining about the Wi-Fi connection not being good enough, about the food being average, about them not being able to afford to buy cigarettes because they're not being given enough free money. All the while, German citizens being kicked out of their homes. Then we have this story. Muslim migrants invited to take over German church altar cross pulpit removed. Of course, we had the world's first lesbian feminist bishop over in Sweden. saying that their churches should remove all Christian symbols, remove crosses, so as not to offend Muslims. And now actually in Germany, they're doing the same thing while inviting, in this case, 50 Muslim migrants to completely take over this church. It's not going to be used for Christian church services anymore. It's going to be used to house these migrants. Again, most of whom on Syria. We've been sold this lie over and over again. If you actually look at the UN's own figures, only 1/5 of these migrants are actually Syrian. Most of them are economic refugees fleeing to Germany for a higher standard of living, and the taxpayers are going to pay for it. We'll be back after this break on the Alex Jones Show, 4th Hour Overdrive. Stay tuned.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented super filtration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
We're back live, Alex Jones Show, fourth hour overdrive with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. Going to go to your calls here in about 15 minutes' time. But we're continuing to ask the question, will Angela Merkel be the first European leader to commit national suicide? This migrant issue is only escalating in Germany. The people are getting radicalized. That's not according to me. That's according to the top security experts in Germany. Because they see this wave of Muslim migrants who aren't integrated, who are bringing over all the worst aspects of their own culture. And there's simply no plan going forward to try and ease them into the German society. And now they're talking about 20 million Muslim migrants in Germany by 2020. And that tipping point is way above the 6-7% average, which brings social disorder, as we've seen in other countries. Now we got this headline out of Gateway Pundit, and we're going to go to the video here. Caught on video, German Muslim. This is the German Muslim in Germany, basically jabbing his finger out and telling a German citizen, Islam is coming and your daughters will wear the hijab. And I'm going to commentate over this video. Let's go to the clip.
Der Islam wird kommen, ob du willst oder nicht. Deine Tochter wird Kopftuch tragen. Sein Sohn wird Bart tragen. Und deine Tochter wird ein Bärtigen heiraten. So, wir vermehren uns immer mehr.
Not only that, your daughters will marry bearded Muslims and wear the hijab. Their sons will wear a beard. The Muslims will have 4 wives and 27 children. And what does the German man have? 1 child and maybe a little pet dog. The German has taken advantage of the Muslim for too long, just so he can drive his Mercedes. Now Islam is coming, and your daughters will wear the hijab. I can see the look of hate in your eyes, and that's the end of the clip. So he's basically, what he's saying is true, and he's not the first one to say it. We had another article back a couple of months ago, top imam, Muslim migrants should breed with Europeans to conquer their countries. That was his quote. To conquer their countries. This was a top imam in Jerusalem who said, quote, throughout Europe, all the hearts are infused with hatred towards Muslims. They wish that we were dead, but they have lost their fertility. So they look for fertility in our midst. And he basically went on to say that they're going to use this migrant invasion to conquer European countries and to breed out the host population. Again, not my words, their words. Now they're handing them churches. We had another article which is up on drudgereport.com. German schools abolish Christian festival to avoid offending Muslim migrants. Again, the German citizens have to integrate into their culture. They don't have to integrate into the German culture. That's how it works, because this is a program, as the top imam said, of conquest. Primary schools and kindergartens in Germany are abolishing the Christian celebration and changing it into a generic festival of lights so as not to offend the hundreds of thousands of Muslim migrants pouring into the country. And of course, I mentioned before, they're removing the Christian crosses, they're removing the altars. And what's interesting about this is that leftist politicians have been calling for this St. Martin's festival to be changed for years, because they said that there's too many Muslim children in the schools, it might offend them. So this has been going on for years. They're trying to abolish this. They're trying to undermine the host culture, the Christian culture in Germany, and replace it with this wishy-washy festival of lights, completely meaningless, because, again, they're trying to dilute the German culture, as I explained in one of my previous videos, because the tide is starting to turn against the EU, which, of course, runs straight out of Germany. That's the centre of it all. Country after country is rejecting the EU federal superstate. They're rejecting this centralization of power. So they need to move in huge numbers of people who, of course, will have children and become full citizens with voting rights, who will support big government, who will support the EU superstate. There are also other agendas behind this. Of course, Julian Assange referred to one last week where he said this was also about ensuring a brain drain from countries like Syria, which obviously they've targeted for regime change. So along with these huge waves of Muslim migrants, you also get actual skilled immigrants who would be welcome into any country, and that causes a brain drain from Syria and of course precipitates the collapse of that country, which has been the agenda all along. So we're going to hit a few more stories after the break. Also going to go to your calls here on the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour overdrive. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Also, any callers from Europe, if you've got a perspective to add, you're welcome to call in. We're also going to hear some other key news about the downing of the airliner over Egypt. It's the fourth hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour overdrive. Now, this was an absolutely shocking article out of the New York Times. This came out Saturday, again on the migrant crisis. This is just amazing. German village of 102. That's a population of 102 Germans. Braces for 750 asylum seekers. This is the village of Sumte in Germany. And when the mayor of this village was first told by the local government that they would be taking in, initially it was 1,000 asylum seekers into this village of just 102 people. It was so off the charts crazy. He thought it was a hoax. He didn't even believe that it was real. It is real. And now 750 of these migrants are about to arrive in a village of 102 people. But notice in this New York Times article, within about five or six paragraphs, they say they portray people who are concerned about this, which will obviously completely change the makeup of their village forever. This village has probably had the same culture for hundreds and hundreds of years. Now 750 people who have no relation to that culture whatsoever are going to be hanging around the village. And listen to what the New York Times said about the people who were concerned about this, just concerned about this. They characterized them as extremists and Nazis. One of the first people they quote in this article is a Nazi who said, quote, "It's bad for the people, but politically it's good for me." And again, it goes back to the point I made. This policy, this insane policy by Merkel, is emboldening Nazis. It's assuring the reemergence of neo-Nazism in Germany, which had largely been dormant for several decades. It was controlled completely by German intelligence as little as 10 years ago. Now there's an actual resurgence of it simply because of this policy. But within six, seven paragraphs, the New York Times doesn't talk to the residents of the village, the moderates who are, you know, they have genuine concerns about the fact they're about to be swamped by 750 Muslim migrants. They go straight to the neo-Nazi. Then they talk about how this is going to embolden extremists. Well, yeah, that's because the policy's insane to begin with. It's not because it's extremist to think that allowing 750 people to flood into a village that's got a population of 102 Germans isn't going to be a problem. That's obviously a very reasonable concern to have, but no, not according to the New York Times. You're a Nazi and you're an extremist if you have an issue with that. But I guess a lot of Americans wouldn't have an issue with it either, judging by what beachgoers in San Diego said to Mark Dice about a Hillary Clinton plan to impose Sharia law in America. Let's go to that clip.
One of Hillary's primary campaign promises is to help expand the Sharia law program in minority communities in America. Do you think that's the right campaign platform to be running on?
Yeah.
The Sharia law expansion?
Yes, I'd say yes.
Just to change the, way women are treated in America?
Absolutely.
By implementing
Absolutely.
Sharia law?
Absolutely.
Hillary knows what's best?
Hillary's cool.
Okay.
I'm going for it.
I like your tattoo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Do you think Hillary's plan for the Sharia law is the right thing? Is it the right time for that in America?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it'd be a bad thing.
Can't be a bad thing.
Yeah.
Her Sharia law plan.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you. One of Hillary Clinton's primary platforms is to spread Sharia law within the minority communities. Do you think that's the right thing to do in the New World Order?
I guess so. Yeah.
Would you support Hillary Clinton's Sharia law program? Do you think that's the right thing for the New World Order?
Sure. Yeah, I would.
Okay.
All right.
Checking. Thank
yeah.
you. Hillary Clinton, obviously running for president, could potentially be the first female president in the United States. Part of her campaign promises to implement the Sharia law program in the minority communities and in the middle class. You think she's on the right track?
Sure.
You're going to be voting for Hillary?
Sure.
Do you think that's the right way to take America forward, is to implement Hillary Clinton's Sharia law expansion?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, that's Mark Dice,
Hillary supporter, obviously.
San Diego,
kind of.
Talking to would-be Hillary Clinton supporters, and they advocate the imposition of Sharia law in America. Of course, they don't know what Sharia law is. They have absolutely no idea whatsoever. But it just shows if you go up to someone with confidence, nod your head and propose virtually anything to them and act as an authority figure, they will go right along with it. And I'll give you an example of what Sharia law might look like with its complete disrespect for women. We go to Norway. Again, Scandinavia is plagued by this rape scandal. We've seen it in Sweden. We've seen it in Denmark. Now this story out of Norway. Immigrants brutally gang rape 14-year-old girl. One gets off with community service. Three African immigrants who brutally raped a 14-year-old girl to the point where she wanted to kill herself were given extremely light sentences by a court in Norway, with one receiving community service and avoiding prison altogether. So they basically got this poor girl, accosted her on train near Oslo. then took her to a farmhouse, then took her to an apartment in Oslo, brutally gang-raped her. One of them got 15 months, the other got 10 months in prison. They're going to be back out on the street in a year, raping other 14-year-olds, and one of them didn't even get any prison time whatsoever. So again, we've got this huge rape epidemic sweeping Scandinavia. The feminists will say absolutely nothing about it because it's not politically correct to do so, while they make up a completely fake college rape crisis that doesn't exist, all the statistics show, whereas this one is actually happening. 1,400% increase in rapes in Sweden since they opened the doors to mass immigration. Because again, they're importing a ton of people who have no respect for women's rights and no respect for women altogether. The majority of cases in Sweden and almost half in Norway, the culprits are always Muslim immigrants. You can drill down into the facts and see that, and we've done articles and videos on that. But even to make that point, people in these Scandinavian countries have been brought up on charges of hate crime simply for drawing attention to those statistics. So that is what Sharia law looks like. And judging by Mark Dice's videos, a lot of the ignorant Hillary Clinton supporters would go right along with it because they basically go along with anything she says. Let's go to some of these calls now. Let's go to Dion in Illinois. He wants to talk about refugees. Go ahead, Dion.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, Paul, if there's any differences between the migration crisis in Europe and the Mario Bullet with the political exiles from Cuba. And do you think that the Muslims are being manipulated like the native tribes were manipulated in the French-Indian War between the French, the English, and the Americans?
Well, I don't know if there's any connection to that. What I do know from my own perspective is, and thanks for the call, in the UK, we've got 322,000 net immigration per year. This is a tiny island nation with a population of just above 60 million people, and yet we're bringing in 322,000 new immigrants, and that's just net, per year. So they announced, basically, the Conservative government that they would bring in 20,000 Syrian refugees over the next 5-6 years, which, of course, if you take that into the larger influx of 322,000, it's basically nothing. Because at least one government understands that, you know, you can't completely flood a country with a wave of people who are not integrated with no plan to integrate them whatsoever. And we've got reports which we featured out of Germany where, again, it's not just Germans who are being targeted for rape by these migrants. It's other Muslim migrants, women and children, within the camps, both inside and outside. And those reports are being censored by the German media. In fact, the German police are not releasing the full details of those incidents because they, quote, don't want to legitimize critics of mass immigration. So it's not about protecting the victims. It's not about telling the truth about what they're bringing into the country. It's about not legitimizing the people who might have a problem with rapes going up 1,400%, as happened in Sweden. And of course now, Facebook with Zuckerberg and Merkel, they got together and hatched a little plan with the ex-Stasi informant to punish people who make anti-migrant posts on Facebook. And of course the examples they're going to use are people who, you know, call for them to be killed and the people who call for migrant centers to be burned to the ground. But they're also going to factor in legitimate criticism, as we saw with the police in Germany, saying that they're not going to report the details of these rape cases so as not to legitimize critics of mass immigration. So front to back, it continues to escalate, even though it's not being featured in the mainstream media, in international news headlines, really since last month or even back in September. But now these wave of migrants are coming in. The Germans are beginning to rise up. The polls are shifting against Merkel. You know, initially it was, you know, yay, refugees welcome. And it was all these liberals out in train stations applauding. And that's all you saw on the media. Because they didn't want to show the people being robbed. They didn't want to show the rape statistics. Because that's going to turn the population against it. Because it's a legitimate concern. In fact, a video that I made last month, which simply included footage of these migrants robbing people, throwing stones at people, you know, chanting Allah Akbar. That went up on Facebook and YouTube and got a combined total of about 8 million views, just one video, which shows you how starved people are for the truth about this, because the media hasn't been objective. And as you saw with the New York Times article I covered earlier, they just simply call anyone who's got any concerns about this a Nazi or an extremist, and that's it. Even though there are millions and millions of Germans who are legitimately concerned about this. So it continues to be a major issue. And if they don't reverse this policy in Germany, God knows what's going to happen, because the top security experts are saying there's going to be mass civil unrest. French security experts already said that before the height of this migrant crisis, that these radicalized communities, you know, in which we've seen riots back in 2005 and in the years after, they're going to be armed by actual jihadists and they're going to go to war with the police. Again, that's not me saying that, that's top security experts in France. Now German security experts are saying that the same thing could happen in Germany. We're going to switch gears now, though, to some other news. Again, this Russian airliner that went down. Russian plane disintegrated due to mechanical impact, airline claims, hinting at bomb explosion. So, of course, at first they suggested it was a technical fault. Then ISIS came out and said that they had shot it down. It was flying at 31,000 feet, so that seemed unlikely. Now they're saying that it could have been a bomb explosion on the plane itself. Of course, it's going to be somewhat of a propaganda defeat for Russia to admit that jihadists shot down their plane, of course, after they've been bombarding ISIS for the past 6 weeks or so. But now we have this article out of Gateway Pundit breaking: ISIS Sinai branch to release details of Russian jet crash with Baghdadi statement. So basically, they released the video of this plane going down a couple of days ago. You probably saw it. Nobody really knew if it was the actual plane. It seems unlikely that it was, because we know the debris was scattered over a wide area, suggesting that it exploded in midair. This video shows the plane pretty much in one piece going down, so it's probably unlikely that this is actual footage of the plane. But now apparently ISIS is going to release a detailed audio statement about the crash, including comments from ISIS leader al-Baghdadi. So they're still claiming responsibility for bringing down this airliner. Of course, all along Russia has said that it wasn't a terrorist attack. It looks like they're sticking by that story. But then other experts have now come out and said that it looks like there could have been a bomb on the plane. So several different angles to this. It could take 2-3 months to find out the truth. What is interesting to recall, and we can play this clip, it's just about 30 seconds long of McCain, is that 4 or 5 weeks ago, McCain came out in an interview with Fox News' Neil Cavuto and basically said that we should arm these jihadists in Syria, which we've been doing for years now, to shoot down Russian fighter jets. He specified fighter jets. But again, he said, give them weapons, give them anti-aircraft missiles to shoot down Russian planes. Here's that clip.
They are attacking the very guys who we want to see topple Assad. You would let American planes just to pass them and let them do that?
No, but I might do what we did in Afghanistan many years ago to give those guys the ability to shoot down those planes. That equipment is available.
Who would be shooting them down?
The Free Syrian Army. Just like the Afghans shot down the Russian. No, just like the Afghans shot down Russian planes after Russia invaded Afghanistan. But Russian general.
Okay, there's John McCain on Fox News basically saying we should arm the Syrian jihadists to shoot down Russian planes. Lo and behold, the Russian airliner shot down a few days ago. Of course, it looks like that this could have been a bomb on board, because the plane was at 31,000 feet, which is basically impossible to reach with a missile fired from the ground. But several airlines have now said that they're not going to fly over that region because of the risk of being shot down by jihadists, which is the very policy that Senator John McCain advocated just a few weeks ago. Judy in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, Judy.
Hi, Paul. Nice to speak with you. There was two things. One is Kent Hovind, the who was just released from prison in July. He's expressed a couple of times an interest in coming on the show. And I know you and Alex probably know exactly who he is, but my question or statement is about Christians in general, how it seems as though they are, you know, just ready for the rapture at this point, and I think a lot of them don't have an understanding of, you know, exactly what's, you know, coming across the border already and what is going to be entailed in what's going to, you know, happen if there is a complete financial collapse. And I think they're enjoying their freedom very much. I mean, I know what's left of my freedom I'm still enjoying as a Christian, but it's like maybe it needs to be part of the national conversation as to how Christians should be viewing this day and age. You know, it's quite possible we're in end times, but if not, we could be just experiencing another really ugly regime with nuclear weapons. So I wanted to get your thoughts on it. It's really nice talking to you. You know, what do you think?
Well, I mean, you know, people thought it was the end times during Nazi Germany, but, you know, they thought it was the end times during the First World War. So the only guarantee is that things are going to get a lot more crazy. What we know for sure, as Viktor Orban, the Hungarian Prime Minister, has said, is that this Muslim migrant invasion, and it's not the fault of the people seeking a better life, it's the fault of the political leaders that have allowed it, is about undermining Christianity. And those political leaders are supposedly Christians themselves. So again, this is about power, this is about domination, this is about the EU federal superstate, and that is, you know, diametrically opposed to the Christian foundation of Germany and these other European countries. We'll be right back. Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fused it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
the Alex Jones Show, 4th Hour Overdrive. Remember, InfoWarsLife.com. We've got 25% off the Liver Cleanse Pack. This is extended until Wednesday. Until Wednesday, get the InfoWars Life Liver Cleanse Pack for 20% off our retail price at InfoWarsLife.com. The InfoWars Life Liver Cleanse Pack includes the powerful Oxygen Colon Cleanser, Oxy Powder, and our liver cleansing formulation, Liver Shield. Of course, all the other great products, Brain Force, at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com, support the broadcast. Final couple of news stories here. Of course, 3 weeks ago, top feminists Anita Sarkeesian and Zoe Quinn went in front of the United Nations and called for internet censorship of people who criticize them on the internet. They literally said that if you say feminists suck, or if you call them liars, that you should be cut off from the internet by your ISP. I made a video about this. They said this in front of the United Nations, who were supporting them in this web censorship program. So then we have this article out of Vice.com. Report: UN staff transported 380 pounds of weed, watched and shared child porn. Staff at the United Nations downloaded and shared child porn, transported roughly 380 pounds of weed in an official vehicle, and repeatedly threatened each other with murder. So you've got the United Nations aligning with top feminists, and thankfully the program has been shot down for now because it was so ridiculous and full of holes, calling for people to be censored on the internet if they disagree with feminists. While people at the United Nations were on their computers looking at child porn. But you need to be censored for telling a feminist that she's a liar. That's the most important thing. Again, completely ludicrous. And these UN officials have been caught in a myriad of scandals in the past. You know, child sex exploitation being prime amongst them. Now embroiled in another scandal while lecturing everybody else about what they do on the internet, merely criticizing feminists, saying that that's bad, that's evil, you have to be censored, while watching child porn. Those are the kind of people who work at the United Nations. Another story here. Political strategist Roger Stone tells Sean and Larry King Hillary Clinton is an abuser of women and girls. This is the big story just emerging. He said, quote, "The narrative of Hillary Clinton's campaign that she's being an advocate for women and girls is just bogus. She's in fact an abuser of women and girls. Bill is a sexual predator, very much like Bill Cosby. I track 27 women that he has either assaulted or raped." Now, this isn't just some kook on the internet. This is Roger Stone. He's a controversial figure, no doubt. But he's a political insider. He's coming out and saying that Hillary Clinton, who is, of course, most of her platform is about this, quote, war on women that doesn't exist. She's priming herself as a feminist for 2016. Now he's coming out and saying that not only has Bill abused women and been a sexual predator, but Hillary has too. So it's going to be interesting what emerges in the aftermath of this. And again, Larry King was basically saying that if these allegations can be proven, this political operative, Roger Stone, is going to be targeted by the Clinton machine, because we know they've tried to sink people in the past who have got dirt on them, and many people accuse them of actually murdering people who had dirt on them. So that's going to be a big story breaking. Going to have more on that at InfoWars.com. That's going to wrap it up for the 4th Hour of the Alex Jones Show Live. Of course, we'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 2, and be sure to tune in for the InfoWars Nightly News. Again, huge breaking stories, InfoWars.com. I've got a huge video going up in about 15, 20 minutes, so be sure to visit InfoWars.com for that. That's the 4th Hour Overdrive wrapped up. Thanks for joining us, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.